So School Podcast.
Flight. People want to fly. There is an old story of a father, Daedalus, and his son, Icarus. They lived in Crete about 2,000 years ago. Suddenly, they wanted to leave Crete, and they wanted to leave quietly. So the father and son made wings and flew away from Crete. Icarus flew high. He flew very near the sun. His wings got very hot, and he came down in the sea and died. Daedalus did not fly high, so he did not come down in the sea. For hundreds of years, people remembered the story of Icarus and Daedalus and wanted to fly. In 1020, Oliver of Malmesbury made some wings for his arms. He wanted to fly from a hill. He moved his wings up and down, but he came down fast. He did not die like Icarus, but he did break his legs. 400 years later, Leonardo da Vinci, 1452 to 1519, watched birds in the air. Birds can stay on hot air and not move their wings, because hot air always moves up. Leonardo's picture of the first plane is from 1488. His plane stays on hot air, and the wings did not move. The man in Leonardo's plane, the pilot, moves the plane right and left with his arms and legs and finds the hot air. But Leonardo's plane never flew. At 272 kilograms and with a pilot in it, there was no lift. In 1670, Francesco de Lana, picture of a plane, had four balloons for lift. This plane, too, never flew. By that time, more and more people wanted to get into the air. After Delana, they could think about balloons, not wings, on their arms. The first aeroplanes. Wilbur and Orville Wright had George Cayley's book about gliders at their home in Dayton, Ohio, USA. They worked on gliders for 4 years. They made 200 different wings and tailplanes and watched them move in the wind. On their first plane, Flyer 1, there were cables from the pilot's hand to the wings and tailplane. The pilot moved the plane left or right with them. Flyer 1 had two right wings and two left wings. By the early 1900s, cars were on the roads. Wilbur and Orville Wright made a 68-kilogram aeroplane engine for Flyer 1 from a car engine. The Wright brothers now had a plane with thrust. Flyer 1 flew for 12 seconds at 3 meters on December the 17th, 1903, at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, USA. It was the first flight with an engine. The pilot was Orville Wright. Later that day, Flyer 1 flew 260 meters and was in the air for 59 seconds. By 1905, the Wright brothers made 30-minute flights of up to 38 kilometers. In July 1909, Louis Blériot from France flew the channel from France to England, 36 kilometers. His plane had one right and one left wing. It too had cables to the wings and tailplane. After 20 minutes of the flight, Blériot's 8 kW Anzani engine was very hot. Blériot wanted to go down in the sea, not die in the sky. So he came down to 20 meters, but then it rained and the engine was okay again. There was a ship, the Escopette, in the channel going with Blériot, but he could not always see it. He flew northwest from France, and nothing and nobody but his eyes helped him find England. The Atlantic pilots. 10 years after Blériot flew from the Channel, John Alcock and Arthur Brown flew the Atlantic. Their plane was a Vickers Vimy with two Rolls-Royce Eagle engines. There were 3,010 litres of petrol for the flight. Alcock and Brown flew from Newfoundland in Canada to Ireland. They were in the air for 16 and a half hours with the west to east wind behind them. Sometimes they flew at 3,000 meters. Sometimes they went down very near the sea. It was cold all the time. In the 1920s, many pilots wanted to fly from New York to Paris. There were $25,000 for the first pilot in Paris. A lot of pilots came down in the Atlantic and died before they got to Paris. Charles Lindbergh wanted to be the first from New York to Paris. His plane, the Spirit of St. Louis, was Orion. It had one right and one left wing. Lindbergh did not want a plane with two right and two left wings because they do not fly into the wind very well. The Spirit of St. Louis had one engine, not two, because Lindbergh did not want to have a lot of petrol on the plane. There were 1,032 liters of petrol on the plane before the flight. The engine was a 180 kW Wright JC. Lindbergh flew for 33 hours, 30 minutes. He slept in the plane. Sometimes the Spirit of St. Louis flew 2 meters from the sea. Because Lindbergh could not see the sea from his chair, but he flew to Paris and the $25,000 were his. Helicopters, airships, and flying boats. Today's helicopters have two rotors. There is usually one big rotor for lift and a smaller rotor on the tailplane. But sometimes there are two big rotors, one going to the left and one going to the right. They move the air under them, so a helicopter can stay in the air and not move. It can go up or down in the air too. Paul Cornu's helicopter was the first in the air in Les Sius, France, in 1907. It had an 18 kW and Twinette engine. It flew for 60 seconds at 11 kilometers per hour. In September 1928, Juan de la Cuervera flew the channel in his C-8L-3 helicopter with a passenger. De la Cuervera was from Madrid, and his first helicopter was the Cuervera C-1. By 1934, the Focke-Wulf FW-61 flew 122 kilometers and was in the air for 1 hour, 20 minutes, and 49 seconds. One of the first woman pilots, Germany's Hannah Reich, flew it from Bremen to Berlin, 109 kilometers, in 1937. Airships had hydrogen in them for lift and engines for thrust. They had no wings. In the 1920s and 1930s, airships were the hotels of the sky. Passengers went across the Atlantic in 2 days. The airship Graf Zeppelin was 236 meters long and had 5 Maybach engines. In 1937, there was an accident on the airship Hindenburg. 35 people died, so the Hindenburg was the last airship. The 1930s saw very big flying boats too. The Boeing 314 Clipper had 74 passengers and 10 people worked on it in flight. The aeroplane at war. Some aeroplanes flew in the 1914 to 1918 war. By the 1930s, warplanes flew at about 240 kilometers an hour. And British fighters, warplanes like the Hawker Hurricane and the Vickers Supermarine Spitfire, flew at 483 kilometers an hour in the 1939 to 1945 war. But in 1937, 2 years before the 1939 to 1945 war, there was a new engine for aeroplanes. The new engine was a jet engine. With a jet engine, hot air comes out of the back of the plane, so the thrust is very, very big. Aeroplanes with jet engines flew at 800 kilometers an hour. The first jet engine was the work of the Englishman Sir Frank Whittle, but the first jet plane in the air was the German Heinkel HE-178. In August 1939, the pilot, Erich Warschitz, had his plane in the air for 15 minutes. By 1942, The ME-262 flew at 869 kilometers an hour. In 7 minutes, it flew to 9,144 meters. The first British plane with a jet engine was the Gloster Meteor 1. It flew for the first time in August 1944. The British Avro Lancaster was not a fighter plane. It was a bomber. It carried very big Grand Slam bombs. In August 1945, a bomber, a Boeing B-45 Super Fortress, flew to Hiroshima, Japan. The pilot was Colonel Paul Warfield Tibbets. The plane's name was Enola Gay, his mother's name. The bomb had a name too, Little Boy. At Hiroshima, 71,379 people died from Little Boy. Radar gives a picture of airplanes in flight. It was new in the 1939 to 45 war. The first pictures on radar were in 1935. It was important in the war because British radar saw German bombers very early and at night. Then British fighters went to fight them. Passenger airplanes, 1930 to 1969. More and more people wanted to fly from city to city and from country to country. These passengers wanted help on their flights. The first air stewardesses were Ellen Church in 1930. The Douglas DC-3 Dakota first flew in 1935. By 1938, 95% of planes in America were DC-3s. By 1939, 9 out of 10 passengers in the air were in a DC-3. Pilots liked to fly it, and passengers were happy in it. The DC-3 is flying today in 44 countries. In the 1939 to 1945 war, the DC-3 was a warplane. They called it the C-53 and the C-47, but it was the DC-3 body and engine. The C-47 flew as late as the 1970s. Concorde first flew in March 1969. It flies at 18,300 meters. Most planes fly at about 9,000 or 10,000 meters. This is very high, and passengers see the sky as black, not blue. Concorde carries 132 passengers. And flies at 2,125 kilometers an hour. Most planes fly at about 900 or to 1,000 kilometers per hour. Because the time is different in New York and London, the passengers leave London at one time and get to New York earlier, not later. But when you fly very fast, there is noise. Concorde flies over the sea, not over cities, because of the noise it makes. So there are a small number of Concordes, 16 in flight, and you can fly in a Concorde only with British Airways or Air France. Flight today. Today people fly at the weekends. They go up in the air because they like it up there. Some people fly in microlights. Microlights are very light aeroplanes. The wings are called flex wings. They can move. A microlight can fly very slowly, 48 kilometers an hour, and stay up in the air. Some microlights can carry a passenger next to the pilot. Today's hang gliders have flex wings too. With flex wings, the pilot can move his body to the left or right, and the wings move with him. The weekend pilots can glide down from the sky in a Padasender too. Hot air balloons are back for weekend flying, so are parachutes. But today's balloons and parachutes do not go with the wind. You can say, I'm going from here to there, or I'm coming down over there, and you can do it. In July 1981, the American doctor Paul McCready's Solar Challenge aeroplane flew the channel. It had no petrol engine. It flew with power from the sun. Solar Challenger always flew into the wind with the sun behind it. The pilot was always very small. The first Solar Challenge pilot, Janice Brown, was 45 kilograms. Solar Challenger flew the channel at 3,657 meters in 5 hours 25 minutes. The British Harrier is not a helicopter, it is a warplane, but it can go up and down in the air, and it can stay in the air and not move. Sea Harriers can go to war from ships. The American Lockheed F-117A bomber, the stealth bomber, was in the Gulf War in January 1991. You cannot see the stealth bomber on radar, so fighters cannot stop it easily. Today, most famous passenger planes is the American Boeing 747 jumbo jet. It can carry more than 600 passengers at 1,000 kilometers an hour. Now, thousands of people are in the air every day of the week. They are making hundreds of journeys and flying faster than any bird.